now joined by Indianola head boys basketball coach Jeff Ebeling. Coach, you know you guys came up just short there at the end, but a really good overall effort by your team, and especially there in that fourth quarter defensively.
Yeah, I mean, boys really responded there second half, and, you know, I thought our offense was better. I thought the ball movement was better. You know, we just had some shots that just didn't fall again tonight and some free throws that we missed, but the overall effort by all the guys were great. You know, third game in 4 days, that's always tough to do, and I'm proud of them.
You know, guys like for DMC, Max Town, and Seton Ingram, they had big first halves offensively. How did you kind of adjust to be able to shut them down and really limit their scoring in the second?
Well, we talked about, you know, paying attention to the little details that, you know, we kind of went over in pregame, and, you know, and that adjustment paid off. You know, we didn't let them really get to their spots. You know, we did a great job of staying with them and challenging everything they got. And, you know, that fourth quarter, I think they only had, what, 3 points that fourth quarter. So, you know, we gave ourselves a chance, and, you know, we competed hard, but it just didn't work out tonight. But, again, another growing lesson, and hopefully, you know, next week we'll take that next step and keep going here and get a couple wins before we go into postseason.
Coach, you guys are pretty balanced scoring tonight. You know, seven different guys entering the scoring column, and pretty balanced scoring as well. As Andrew DeWall had 10, George Blake had 10, and Derek Wilmot 9, Hayden Schulte with 9. So is it nice to see, you know, kind of that balanced contribution offensively?
It is. I mean, when you got five guys out there that can, you know, put the basketball in the bucket, I mean, it makes you harder to guard. And, you know, like last night, George really had a good night, Pellet Christian. Tonight, you know, they really tried to take him away early. You know, and we had some other guys step up early, kind of get flowing. I thought Derek Wilmot came off the bench, gave us some great minutes there in that first half. And, you know, it's difficult, you know. And, you know, I think some legs were getting into some of it. And, you know, but at halftime, you know, we talked about moving the basketball, getting him moving. You know, we were kind of catching Holden, and sometimes that comes with tired legs. You know, we're kind of standing watching. So we addressed that at halftime, and, you know, they responded. And because of that, and because of some of these turnovers that we got to kind of get back in the game there in the fourth quarter, you know, we gave ourselves a chance at the end. And, you know, I'm proud of them, but, you know, I know they're disappointed. You know, you put a lot of work into that, and you just come up just short again. But, you know, sooner or later we'll get this figured out, and when they figure it out, the sky's the limit for this group.
Coach, how did your team adjust to the kind of the 24-hour turnaround? You know, you had the good, solid win there last night against Pellet Christian, and then coming back and right back again tonight and playing against a good DMC team. You know, how do your boys kind of adjust to that and stay locked in and focused?
No, that's the difficult part. I mean, they're high school kids. but, you know, they were focused during film. You know, I thought we were prepared for everything that, you know, Des Moines Christian was kind of running at us. And we just didn't, you know, execute well enough really in the first half, and then second half offensively we just didn't get the job done. I mean, I think we had a couple of really good looks there next to the rim, and they just didn't fall, you know. And you can't be unhappy about the shots we were taking. We were right there. We just couldn't get the ball in the basket. And, you know, and I think that's probably what stinks the most with players is, you know, it's right there, and we just didn't get the job done. But you know what? They're going to come in on Monday. I know they're going to come in ready to go, work hard, and we'll get ready for, you know, our last regular season road trip, you know, going up to Des Moines East. And I know Des Moines East is playing better basketball this year, so we're going to have to make sure we're ready to go.
Yeah, Coach, finishing out the regular season next week against, like you just mentioned, Des Moines East. That'll be on Tuesday night. And then finishing at home against Bondurant for our two non-conference opponents. Kind of how do you approach those two games as you know, stay locked in on the regular season, but also know that postseason plays on the horizon as well?
Well, I mean, you always go to the game in front of you, and, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, you know, just where I'm just focused on Des Moines East right now. And, you know, like I said, Coach Turner up there, he's doing a great job of, you know, kind of revitalizing that program from last year to this year. They've seen some growth, and we just have to make sure that we focus on that. You know, tournament time, I think brackets come out Monday, but, you know, we can't really do anything about that till at least next Friday, when we start preparing for that, because we know that next week we got two games against two quality opponents, and we're going to have to play well to get those wins.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you coming up, and, you know, best of luck as your team goes throughout those two games next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.